This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, July 2nd. Okay, so a lot of things are going on. Obviously, last night, the Senate voted to pass President Trump's big, beautiful bill, which is going to have some tax cuts in it. It was a 50-50 vote. J.D. Vance, the vice president, passed the tiebreaker. So the tax bill is now in the House of Representatives and is expected to pass, but as you might imagine, everybody would be whining and complaining about it. But if they don't pass the bill, taxes go up, and if they do pass the bill, taxes go down. So that tax cut puts more money in consumers' pockets, boosts consumer confidence, and hopefully the velocity of money picks up and that we grow and prosper. There is a lot of media talking about the deficit rising, causing some problems. Elon Musk is one of those critics. However, Treasury yields are falling, okay? So if the bond market doesn't believe it, then we shouldn't worry about it, okay? And that's that. It's as simple as that. So a lot of things have happened. The most interesting thing is ADP came out today, and it was bad. It showed that we lost 33,000 private payroll jobs in June. Economists were expecting an increase in 98,000, so that's a pretty big miss. May private payrolls were also revised lower. There was a decline of 66,000 service jobs in June, and that was the primary reason that we dropped. One of the green shoots in the ADP report was that energy, construction, manufacturing jobs all increased, and the only region in the U.S. that was creating jobs was the South. They created 13,000 private payroll jobs, while the West, Midwest, and Northeast all lost private payroll jobs. So this means that the payroll report that will come out tomorrow, because of the July 4th weekend's coming out a day early, will be a big deal. And if the unemployment rate rises, or if this comes in below expectations, it's going to put more pressure on the Fed to cut. The other big revelation is there's a European Central Bank forum in Portugal, and Jerome Powell's there. And yesterday, in a question and answer session, he said that they would have cut had it not been for the tariffs. And specifically, Powell said, in effect, we went on hold when we saw the size of the tariffs and essentially all the inflation forecasts for the United States went up materially as a consequence of the tariffs. So this is important because Jerome Powell admitted that they would have been cutting rates had President Trump not proposed tariffs. And the ultimate irony of the tariffs is it's going to cause freer trade as a result, because other countries have to drop their or reduce their barriers, so we reduce our reciprocal tariffs, okay? So Chairman Powell went on to say, regarding their meeting in July, he said he really can't say, quote unquote, and then he said, it's going to depend on the data. That's a big deal, folks, that last statement, because the Fed was ignoring the economic data, okay? Inflation has come in well below economists' expectations, okay? The Fed was fighting an inflation bogeyman that never materialized, okay? So this is a really, really big deal, okay? Obviously, Fed Chairman Powell is defeated, okay? He's embarrassed himself. President Trump continues to humiliate him. He's a lame duck. Multiple Fed officials, three and rising, are calling for a July rate cut. So, and bond yields are falling, and the Fed never fights market rates. So, we're going to get a rate cut in the end of July. It's going to help extend this rally we've had. Obviously, it's been stunning, okay? And the onshoring seems to be working. We're creating, construction jobs and manufacturing jobs, and of course, we're in the midst of a domestic energy boom with LNG and natural gas. So lots of exciting things are happening, okay? Now, we tend to rally going into the July 4th weekend. Might be some consolidation next week. And we regroup for another earnings announcement season. Now, when we cap weight the S&P earnings, they are up double digits. Equally weighted, they're not, okay? So we're going to have a lot of big stocks lead the way, okay? But they need to catch up a little because, believe it or not, they were lagging a bit, okay, compared to the small cap surge we had in June. So I'm not worried about a thing, folks. I just think it's up, up, and away. Hang on. Pick the best stocks. We've done exceptionally well because the market's narrow. We were kind of locked in what was working. But as far as I'm concerned, it's time to continue to grow and prosper. I think it's very possible we'll hit 5% GDP growth. The main reason is soaring exports. It didn't happen last month, but it will be happening because obviously the exports of energy is up considerably. But due to soaring exports, probably a little bit more narrow trade deficit, that's going to boost GDP growth, and that's not going to be inflationary at all. So just enjoy the ride, everybody. I know it's hot and miserable for a lot of you folks. Even though the weather's nice out west, just stay cool, have a great 4th, and I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. And if the payroll report is significant tomorrow, I'll be talking to you tomorrow. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navelier.